Hey everybody on backstage, it's Mr. Licorice, your friendly mod guy, and just a heads up, the quality of this may not be as exact as I'd want it to be. We've had some technical issues, something involving some phones and some of the ways we're recording, and so we're working it the way we can, so pardon me. Everything should be clear, though. You should understand us. We're not going to be talking in other languages. But anyways, without further ado, this is our first community spotlight, and we are doing it with Miss Growly Little Bitch. That wasn't intentional. Doing on that last part. Say hi to everybody, Growler.
Hi, everybody. He said that it wasn't intentional. I am 1,000% sure that it was, but whatever.
I swear on the chai latte that I'm having right now that it's not true.
Okay, well, you know what happens if you break a swear on a chai latte. So you do that.
Yeah, and I know you know that better than anybody else. So, pausing aside, everybody, we're going to go ahead and get right into it. We've got a couple of questions that are just general. We've got a couple of general GWA questions, and then we've got some more tailored questions for Growly's weekly post. So we're going to start with those very general questions. So number one, describe yourself in one word, and as simple as a question as that seems, it's not extremely easy.
I mean, it's not simple. Okay, I'm going to say the word, and you're not allowed to make fun. Nobody's allowed to make, whoever the fuck listens to it, you're not allowed to say anything. Okay. I guess one word, giving. I think I'm a very giving person. That's, I don't know. That's what I do. I like to give. So, yeah.
I was going to say Californian. But
that's don't let the people know where I am. I mean, I know it's obvious, but come on, dude.
That's a big place. It's not a monolith. I'm not trying to say California. Everybody is the same.
Okay, whatever, man. God, now I hear the California in my voice. Do you see what you're doing?
That was only slightly intentional. Slightly intentional. It's like when people talk about the South, and then I sort of have like a really weak drawl there. You know, like it's
sweetheart, you think that it's weak, but I promise you that it's when you get really excited, it's not weak.
Really? Never? No.
You don't notice it because you're used to it, but it is weak, but then it's not weak when you get like really excited. Anyways.
Okay, I gotta listen back over my stuff. Anyways, surprises aside, number two. Now, as someone who loves dogs, and I know you really love dogs, what is your favorite breed of dog?
Oh, God. This is a question that I was, like, seriously agonizing. Like, every other question, I was like, yeah, I know how to answer this, but not this question. Okay, so this is a cop-out question, but I don't have a favorite breed. I mean, I really like mixed dogs. I love mutts. My two dogs are mutts. I don't think I like a specific type of breed. I love all dogs. Like, you can't make me pick one. Speaking of dogs, I saw a really, really pretty beagle walking all the way over here, and it was amazing.
I love beagles. Okay, let me rephrase. Could you answer if I rephrase it as, what would you find is the most aesthetically pleasing breed of dog? Purely for looks, not for attitude and stuff like that, because, you know, it's hard to pick when little dogs have that nice that spunky attitude, and big dogs are...
I don't know if you know this, but my dog is very aesthetically pleasing, but he's a mutt, so I can't be like him. He is the pinnacle of all dog beauty. Aesthetically, I guess, this doesn't mean that they're my favorite, but golden doodles.
Yeah.
I really like golden doodles.
Yeah, they're a very nice looking breed. That's a good pick. That's a very good pick.
Yeah.
That question is a one that would divide me, because, like, my favorite dogs are small dogs, but my, like, most aesthetically pleasing dog would probably be like Doberman Pinschers or Rottweilers, because I like the coloration of their coats. They're just some beautiful creatures. But yes, I feel you. It's you don't want to leave any of the doggos out. We don't want to hurt their feelings.
Because I love them all equally.
I feel you. But before this turns into 2 hours of gushing about dogs, which it would, let's be real, it would.
I think 2 hours is being very generous, and I think you're underestimating. I feel like we could do a whole series on this. But you're right, moving on.
But number three, and this is the final one we've got for the general questions. What is your most immediate general goal, and what is your primary long-term goal?
Like GWA goal or like life
Just
goals?
general goal, or if you want to answer it both ways, that's fine. All the answers you want to give is good.
Okay, let's do life and then let's do GWA. Like immediate goal, I want to get my BS, and I think that's so funny, BS. Anyways, and long term, I want to get my PhD. And so GWA wise, I would just like to fucking get back into recording because I haven't recorded in like forever. And long term, I guess I would just like to, I'd like to reach more people with my audios, I guess build a broader audience.
I
So
think
yeah.
the broader audience thing is definitely I think that's one we a lot of us share, 'cause I mean like everybody kind of has very particular things that they like the most, and so like you fall into that niche a lot. Like I know I do. Like every time I'm making an audio, I'm like, all right, let's have this audio not involve beast, age, impreg, and incest. Just for once, let's have it. Or maybe I could have a BFE that's not just really lovey-dovey and give it some dimension, because I know folks like lovey-dovey BFE audios and I like doing them, but I want to give it like a little bit of extra oomph and somewhere in the middle so that everybody can kind of enjoy it. But when I'm in the midst of getting hot, it's kind of hard not to go to
Realizes how fucking terrible that was. You could hear the smile in your voice as you were saying that. It was
No,
terrible.
I'm definitely not.
No, I totally get it. Most of my GWA stuff was like daddy and like submissive and shit. And I don't think I ever like really did dom stuff or like I think I did like a few lovey GFEs, but.
You did do that one audio that had like face sitting and stuff like that.
That was a good one.
That was a
That
good
was
one. That was a very good. That was like the second. Wasn't that like the second or third one you did?
like so happy. I was like, look at these upvotes. I have validation. I should have posted that. It's been a while. But goddamn. Yeah, but like no. Like my thing is like daddy little girl and fucking, and like rough and shit and like being loving and all that crap. But like I kinda need to like move beyond that sometimes. I don't know. Where it's like it's a swimming pool and I need to, go a little deeper into that pool.
You could go a little deeper. Moving on, folks.
No.
Moving on. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, folks. It's like the most terrible puns I've done in the same day ever. That's two.
It's truly spectacular to witness.
But so now we're going on to some GWA questions since we're kind of on that track. So number one, at this point, how long have you been on GWA? And this can you can consider this like from the moment you started commenting, or if that's the same time that you got verified, how long have you been around these
Okay,
parts?
I want to say, I think I had to check my profile the other day because I was like, how long have I been on GWA? I want to say that I've been commenting for about 3 years, and since I got verified, it might be 2 years now since verification. Yeah, so So that's the timeline that I'm giving you.
So, like, just as a bit of an addendum, not on the normal sheet here, folks, but like, so in the three years that you've been commenting, like, have you found there to be like huge differences in the general atmosphere?
General atmosphere.
I mean, because people come and go, and the atmosphere in the community relies a lot on who's, active and all that good stuff.
I think that the community has always been very welcoming and accepting because, of what we fucking do. I have noticed, though, that maybe it's been like this forever, and I just now noticed this because, I've been there for a decent amount of time, but I've noticed that sometimes it feels a little clicky, and people just like kind of have a tendency to like let God, this is gonna offend so many people,
No.
but so it is gonna offend so many people because people are fucking petty. I feel like sometimes popularity goes to their heads, and they think that, oh, because I have so many people that like my shit, I can be a dick to everybody. Like, so I don't know. I feel like I really love the audio community. I really love what it does, but I do think that it can get a little clicky and a little unhealthy sometimes. So
The
I think that's what I've seen, what I've
it's
noticed.
it's definitely not a new thing that's been discussed on here. So, I mean, unless it's new, relatively like well-doing people that are listening, like everyone's kind of heard that and we've went over it a little bit, probably a million times. I probably couldn't count because I wasn't really paying attention at all, because that's not really my deal. Oh, excuse me.
Counting's not your forte. Bad puns are, by the
Nah,
way. We understand that.
and taking note of like the pure numbers of who all is liking my content has never really been a priority for me. People, if even like two people like my content, that's cool. I like it. It's kind of like an auto way for me to look back at myself and be like, that was pretty cool. It's hot.
The other day, or not even the other day, like a while back, my friend goes on like one of 4chan's audio boards or something. I don't know how 4chan works, so if anybody that listens knows about 4chan and they know how the fuck this shit works, you can ream me in the comments. And she tells me that like I have like a small following on 4chan, and I'm like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, a bunch of people listen to your audio, like your audios to go to sleep, and I'm like, what? I didn't know this. It blows my mind that it's been like 2 years, and it still blows my mind that people still like what or liked what I did or like what I do. So that's
So
really nice.
let me go ahead and let you want one thing. You're probably better off staying away from 4chan. It's kind of a weird, very weird place.
I know 4chan's cancer. I'm gonna stay on Reddit, which is just herpes as opposed to cancer.
Damn. Yeah, it doesn't go away. Can't stay away. Can't get rid of it.
You really.
But yeah, friggin', so since you've been on for so long, moving on to number two, what made you want to get verified and be a part of the community and, all that good stuff?
Okay. I don't know if I've ever told this story. There is this. Okay, he's not a poster anymore, and he left quite some time ago. I really liked his audios, and I commented on them, and we struck up a friendship. That's a nice way of saying it. And he encouraged me to post, and all that stuff. And I was like, oh shit. Well, I mean, if I get verified on GWA, I might as well do backstage. And so that's what I did. That dude gave me a ton of confidence. So thank you, dude, who's no longer with us. You're not dead, but you don't post, and that's what I mean by no longer with us.
I'm glad that would have dampened this whole fucking audio. Yeah, that guy's totally dead now, but whatever.
Like this bitch killed him. She's telling us she murdered somebody.
I mean, You, I guess you could have found out about his death some other way. I don't know. But.
Okay.
I mean, they have a subreddit for that. It's called Dead Redditors.
I know, and it's, oh God, I can't go on that subreddit anymore.
But
Maybe it's too
yeah,
sad. Okay, moving on.
but yeah, but it's good though to have like direct encouragement from somebody in the community to do that. Like I didn't do that. It took me like 2 months after I finally got the courage to like, well, rather the curiosity, like I wonder if I could post. And then it was probably like at least 2 more months before I had the balls to be like, okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna throw myself into the pool now and see what happens. And I didn't have anybody like, you know.
If I remember correctly, you were very popular.
I don't know about popular, but in terms of having a good start, yeah, it was pretty good. And for it being a script fill from Belle, which, you know, her stuff is generally really good for newbies, and
Yeah.
I didn't really know the full extent of that at the time, but in retrospect, thinking back on like the context of what that script fill was and everything, like that, I look back on it, I was like, wow, that's actually not too bad for a start. That's and it was up and down. I mean, like I had some audios early on that people really weren't tuning into, which is fine. I still stuck by all those audios. I like them. But anyway, yeah, it's good. It's good to have direct encouragement from someone, especially if they're like someone who's pretty big.
Yeah, he was like, well, I mean, for straight ladies, he was pretty big. You know how men don't usually get as many of like as much exposure as the women do. So, yeah. So, thanks to that dude for showing me a whole new world.
And I'm giving thanks to this mysterious benefactor. Wherever you are, thank you for bringing Growly into our midst.
Actually, you know what? Don't thank
Preesh.
him too much. He already had a huge ego before he left. Let's not get any bigger. So, I mean, thanks, but
All
you
right,
know.
so thank you, and also fuck you. I don't know. I don't
That's
know. I don't know you, homeboy. But
perfect. But she wants me to say it, so I'm gonna say
well, there you
thanks.
go. Yeah. But Lordy. But now number three. Has GWA made any impact on your day-to-day life and how so?
Well, it's definitely given me a lot more confidence when it comes to speaking in public because I guess my train of thought is, well, if I can do fucking nasty shit and record it for a bunch of strangers on the internet, why can't I speak clearly in class? Why can't I be heard? So it's given me a lot more confidence there. So that's day to day.
Well, it's good. It's good that you made the connect that way. Like I wouldn't probably have immediately been able to connect it that way because I would have thought like, yeah, but they could see me and they can see the my body language and.
GWA because like you know they can't see me, can't see what I'm doing. I think like something in my brain was just like you could probably like you could do like I don't know how to explain this. I'm not gonna explain it very well. It's like if I could do this, why can't I do this? Like I honestly it was much more difficult for me significantly to record myself masturbating for a bunch of dudes than it was to like speak up in class. Like I feel like if I could have done like I don't know, there were just like two different levels, and like I guess I thought like, oh well, like this is a mountaintop. You've reached the mountaintop. Like, why can't you do what's at the bottom of the mountain? So.
Yeah, I think the connection could be made because like the stuff we do on here can be so intimate. Things like that. You know, even though, you know, generally most of us are probably not like, you know, shilling out our life stories and exact things like into a lot of our audios. I guess except for people who are literally doing couples audios and, you know, good on y'all. But
God bless you. You guys are my faves. Love the couples. Okay, moving on.
you know, and I, you know, and both of us and probably a lot of us on here definitely take direct inspiration from things we have done or, you know, whether or not it's been phone calls we've been on that were, you know, very not safe for work phone calls or whatever else. You know, like There definitely have been audios and scripts I've done that have been very heavily influenced by those kinds of events, and sometimes almost exactly influenced by some events. But I won't tell you which, you know?
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
I mean, I
That's
just meant
it's
everybody,
very much.
but.
It's very much the same for me. I actually have like a bunch of audios that are just like locked up that are very not even like inspired by true. Like they are true events that happened and that I happen to record because I'm a horny exhibitionist and I just never release them. And I'm like, one of these days, it's just fucking audios that are fucking garbage. I think it was easier for me to draw from real life than it was to like do scripts. I don't think I've ever been very comfortable narrating. I don't know why. I feel like I have to do it like a million times before it sounds realistic.
Yeah, no, I got you. I have never really had anything that I kept on lock, so to speak, for a while. I generally don't like spontaneously record and then decide like whether or not I want it to go up. It's like I'm gonna record and then, you know, maybe I won't get around to actually recording, depending on how things go. You know, two roommates, dog, outside noise, you know, or getting halfway into a thing and then realizing, oh, this isn't working. Or, you know, my most common problem, I've been edging for like an hour and I kind of just want a nut. That'd be great.
You see, that's actually why I stopped recording because the variables were just too much, and I just couldn't get like any perfect time, and I was just and because I don't fucking edit my audios because I'm the world's laziest bitch, so I was like, whatever. These people, they've had enough of me. They don't need any more.
I feel you on not editing. I did that for a while, and even when I do edit, it's still like really basic stuff. Like I take out like really high like clipping on stuff that makes it like really loud at points, and like pug snores, and that's usually about it. Like,
I really think that you need to be leaving pug snores in the
no,
ambiance.
no. The only time I ever let a dog sound stay in an audio was it was something I think I did on my previous account, and my dog barked, and I rolled with it. And had the dog be a part of the audio, and I was like, hey, you need to be quiet, I'm trying to do stuff. You know,
That's smart.
which, you know, I knew I can't continuously get away with that, so I was like, I'm gonna give myself this one time, because who here hasn't tried getting it on with somebody and had an animal get in the way in some
Are you?
fashion?
Oh my God. I actually, this is a real life thing that you guys apparently that I fucking want to share with everybody, I guess. My dog hates men. He has never been okay with a man showing me physical affection. It's a whole, if I'm banging somebody, I have to lock him not even outside of the room. I have to lock him like in the as far as humanly possible because he will bark and he will cause a scene. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to get it in, dude. Can you just relax, man? God. So that's a fun dog fact. My dog hates it when I get laid.
Hey man, that's that jelly factor happening. But
That's I gotta take him to dog therapy or something. I don't know. It's a weird dog.
yeah, dogs are jelly, nothing new. Number four, so you've been here for like, you know, roughly 3 years commenting and all that good stuff. What's made you stick around all this time?
Honestly, I've made a lot of good friends from here, and I do love the community. And sometimes I get messages from newbies asking me like, "How do I do this?" or like, "Blah blah blah blah," and I like point them in a direction. So basically, the community and the friends I've made. I mean, now I don't post as much because you know most of my friends are fucking gone. But I guess I'm just sticking around for the community and the camaraderie. Like, who else would I be able to talk to about these audios, you know?
Yeah, that's I feel you, like it becomes a part of you, and then yeah, once you get to a certain point, it's like you gotta ask, like, well, I can't really like talk to normal people like about this kind of stuff. Like if I tried to talk about this kind of shit like in detail with anybody that probably wasn't like literally one person in my normal life, like there's only like one person I'd feel like confident speaking about it like to in detail. But anybody else would probably be like, "Huh, I knew you were a freak. And you're more of a freak than I thought. And that's weird. And I guess you do you. I don't know why you wanted to talk to me about this, but
So a few friends of mine actually do know about this, but I've never like gotten into specifics. Like the other day, I think I was talking about like that the DDLG stuff with one of my friends, and she just looks at me and she's like, "Wait a minute, you like it when guys call you daddy?" And I was like, "You know what? We don't need to go into this. I don't need to tell you all this stuff, but I'm just telling you what. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's yeah, okay." So they're all. I mean, most of my friends are very supportive, but they don't know the details. And I'm always just like, dude, if you look at my fucking profile, you're gonna see some freaky shit, and I don't think you want to see that, so you don't have to. But you know, people like I have a few people that know, and they're pretty understanding about it, and they're just like, yeah, okay, we're into what we're into. That's cool. Whatever. Be safe. Don't get murdered. And I'm like, yeah, okay. It's inevitable, but whatever.
Murder is inevitable.
Anything's inevitable. You think about it.
I haven't had enough tea for this. I don't want to get into that conversation at all. My brain doesn't have the capacity. Well, I did want to note, while there is only one person I could talk to in detail, there are multiple people that I did tell I did audios. I even had a male friend that I was telling about it, and he was like, "Wait a minute. So you can post like these audios and other people like comment on them, and like you get to listen to other people's audios, and sometimes people like record themselves responding and other stuff." And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Actually, that's pretty cool." Like
girlfriends that know, they're just like, "Wait a minute, so on." I'm like, "Right."
Yeah, he was like, "That's actually pretty cool."
Now that I've been here for like longer, now that I get like unsolicited reactions, I'm just like, okay, hi, thanks. I'm not, except that's nice. I'm not gonna listen to it. That's great. Okay, take this. You know, like when a cat brings you a dead mouse, that's kind of what it's like for me now.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, we don't need to wax on for 2 hours about like weird fucking PMs and all that stuff. That's
We could, but we're not going to because that's not. This is a community spotlight, so we can go back to the other questions.
yeah. I mean, it's probably already you've probably already spoken about it in some questionnaire. I probably already spoke about it somewhere. It's
Oh God, yeah.
been done already. It's been done plenty. We all know. But that aside, actually, this is a great segue. Number five. If there's one bit of advice that you could give to the community, whether it's about life, audios, or enjoying their stay on backstage, what would it be? And you can give one for all three of those if you want.
Okay, no, I'm gonna give for specifics. Okay, so GWA ladies, this is specifically for you, especially you know, the ladies that just come on and they're new and they're just like, it's a whole new world. I was like you too. I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you bitches. I'm kidding. this is just crucial and most important. Your comfort and your enjoyment are number one, okay? Don't protect yourselves. Okay, I know it's very fun, and I know it's very fun, trust me. I know. But don't feel pressured into if somebody pressures you into doing something, there's a block button for a reason, report them. Fuck 'em. All right? You don't need that kind of shit, all right? We are here for the ladies in GWA, I think, are a very nice community and very welcoming. Don't feel pressured into doing something that you don't want to do. You're here because you want to have fun and because you like what you're doing. You don't have to cater to anybody else. I just want, because I get a lot of, or I've talked to a lot of like younger posters that like like they get really creepy dudes that won't leave them alone. And I know some people that have stalkers, and I'm just like, protect yourselves, like your safety and your enjoyment are paramount. But if your safety becomes infringed in any way, don't feel bad about just fucking nuking everything, you know? So just, you know, don't give too much of yourself to this. So that's for the GWA ladies. I don't have any advice for the men because I'm bitter against all of you, except, of course, you, Mr. Licorice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 1,000% because of the pug. I'm just kidding because you're a lovely human.
Yeah.
I guess life... I guess for life, general life advice, don't be afraid of being happy. Like, I'm really, really bad about, like, accepting happiness. I don't take compliments very well. I'm always thinking that, like, my friends really hate me or whatever. Your happiness is not always going to be guaranteed, but you have a right to it, and you deserve to be happy. And even if it's fucking scary, just close your eyes and jump. So that's life. And what was the other one? In general, ladies, always pee after sex. You don't want to get a UTI. Men, that's also good for you. I think that's pretty much that's all the advice I have to give. if any of you guys have dogs, don't take them out when it's like super hot, you know. They have delicate paws. Carry them if you must, but
they do.
Anyways, that's all the advice I have to give.
But a note on the not feeling pressured thing. Feel that for sure. Dudes, you can follow that too. Like, I'm sure there's some dudes that have encountered some, like, pushy dudes who want to hear content from you. So maybe some pushy ladies. You do you. Don't worry about, like, what other people are trying to get you to do. And in terms of nuking your account, I will say, if you are someone who's been in the community for a while and you're getting to the point of wanting to nuke your account, give it some thought a little bit. A lot of people who are around here for a while who nuke their accounts, a lot of them come back under new accounts, you know, and some of them have deleted, like, everything. As someone who has deleted everything and come back, I kind of wish I didn't delete everything.
I mean, another piece of it, if you're going to delete, maybe make sure that you have backups.
Yeah.
If you do want to keep that stuff. And of course, for the men, because I know, oh my god, why, I'm seeing so much, like, younger men posting, and I'm just like, anyone that's younger than me, I'm just like, sweetie, baby angel, do you need help? What do you need, gas money? What's going on?
Oh, god.
So, you know, this advice, that advice goes to, like, everyone, but I know that, because, I mean, I have more female friends than I do male friends on GWA, I know that, like, women don't really know how to deal with this stuff, so, but again, men, also, obviously, men probably don't. It's all just general advice. Take what you want out of it. Yeah, that's...
But all the other stuff, though, spot on. Be clean and treat your doggos well. And this place is a fantastic wonderland, but be safe and don't take shit from anybody. And make the experience what you want out of it. And all that good stuff. And always be aware of why you're here. And, you know, if it's not the place for you anymore, then do some reevaluating and blah, blah, blah. Wise old sage stuff, blah, blah, blah. So we're to the end of the general GWA questions. We're at number 6. If you could change anything about backstage, particularly other than rules, what would it be?
That's a really good question, and that's a question that I didn't have an answer. And I looked over these questions and I thought about them. That's like the one question that I couldn't find an answer to, but I'm gonna try. I wish there would be more, I guess, more openness between, I guess not between mods and the general community, but just in general, because I know that there's, like, a lot of shit that happens behind the scenes, and sometimes it just implodes, and we just get to see the remnants of that, and it's like, hey, maybe we could have helped in some way, or maybe, like, this is information that we should know. Like, maybe it's pertinent to other people's safety. So, yeah, that's, I guess, more openness. I think the mods are doing a fantastic job, and it's not because I'm friends with a couple of you. I think you're all on it. You're doing a great job.
We definitely do want transparency to be one of the number one things that we wanted to work on, which is why we're doing our the backstage bulletins every week, and letting you guys know, like, what do we have in store, and taking polls. Like, LB put up a safety poll trying to get people's opinions on, you know, if people feel safe here, or if we need to be quicker, if we need to be less or more lenient about certain things, or so. But yeah, the transparency thing, we noticed that was a big deal. We wanted to work on that. That is a very important thing for any kind of community. And thank you for bringing that into the open. That's a very good one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Preach. You've never been one to shy away from dropping the truth.
Just saying I'm a bitch, man. It's in my username.
I mean, hey, I said Californian earlier. No, I'm just...
I think this interview's over.
I was trying to make it funny.
You've been trying this entire time, and you've been failing miserably. I'm so sorry.
I mean, it has been, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty half quality. It was pretty low-hanging fruit for, like, for those first two. I admit it, it was.
You didn't have enough chai, it happened.
Yeah, if I had enough tea, I'd be a lot more on the game, but, oh boy. But, my non-funniness aside, now we are in the final stretch of the, of this, whatever you want to call it here, our community spotlight, and we're going to be doing some questions focusing exclusively on, Growly's unique weekly post that she's done for, good God, like, has it been about a year now?
It's been about, yeah, a year or so.
Been about a year or so now that you've been doing these Tuesday posts? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to scroll through my history, but I want to say it's been, like, a year-ish. I know it's been more than a year, but I don't know.
It feels like at least a year.
Yes, it's been at least a year.
But, yeah, with as long as it's been, number one, why Tuesdays?
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to try to keep it short. But, so when I was, I don't know if anybody else in the United States, so when you're a kid, Tuesdays tend to be early out. You get let out of school a little earlier. It's nice. You can go home, watch cartoons. That's totally what I did. You know, eat some Cheetos. Nobody else is home. It's great. And then when you get older, that shit just, it's just another fucking day, man. And Mondays aren't that bad. I mean, you get over Monday, that's it. But Tuesdays, I think Tuesdays are the equivalent of running a 5 mile, of doing 5 miles, and then realizing that you have to walk back to the car. I don't like Tuesdays. I think as I've gotten older, Tuesdays have been a little harder to get through because I'm just not a fucking, you know what, maybe I'm just not a week person. Maybe I just don't like any of the fucking days of the week. But it's like Wednesday's hump day, you know, and it's like, yay, halfway there. And then Thursday's like, yay, the day before Friday. And then you just fucking have Tuesdays, fucking day of nothing. And I've always needed a little extra something to get through Tuesdays. So that's why Tuesdays, because Tuesday, they're personally not my favorite days, but, yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays aren't great days for me. but I've always thought that it's better to share the good things than it is to, you know, wallow in the bad, which I have a tendency to do. So I was like, let's share a little joy with the people today. And I never expected people to respond to the posts as well as they have. So that's why Tuesday is.
I guess, like, in terms of Tuesdays being not as, well, less enjoyable than Mondays, is because, like, Monday is a day that, especially for normal Monday through Friday, like, schedule kind of folks, like, Monday's a day that you usually can just breeze through, like a busy day, stuff's piled up over the weekend or whatever you got going on. But I know personally, like Mondays, when I was working in my office, we would, get all the mail build up over the weekend, and so like Mondays were always big days of the week, and then it kind of leveled out and got either like super boring sometimes, like on Tuesday and maybe Wednesday. So I can kind of get it. I can kind of get that because Monday's a day you can kind of breeze through because you can be busy and you're getting back into the week. And then once you're into the week, it's like, ugh.
What the fuck do I do now?
I'm into this week. Why is it not fucking Saturday already? It's generally like my thought process. I'm like, it could be Saturday. It's not. The one day of the week where, I generally can just friggin' sleep and maybe do a couple of errands and then chill the fuck out. This is a great day. But I think that it stands out as a Tuesday is picking your day there. Monday was an easy day, I think, that a lot of us would have picked, but
I think it's just easier to get through Monday than it is to get through a Tuesday. Like Monday, I'll just fucking snort some coke. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just drink a little more coffee. Like I'll get through it. It's fine. It's Monday, and then it's Tuesday. And it's like God fucking damn, I forgot that there's a day after Monday. Like oh shit, that motherfucker's coming back around again. That's a thing that happens regularly.
Quick little side note, not related necessarily. Considering days of the week, are you someone who's in the camp of like, it'd be great if we just had longer days so that we'd have more days off during the week?
Like instead of like an 8 hour day, we'd have like 10 hour days.
Yeah, and then we would have like only 4 days of 10, and then we'd have like 3 days off.
You know what? Yeah, 'cause I'd rather just get it all fucking over with, man. Like, I got a life to live. I got a dog. I need to go show him the world. Like, I gotta go spend this fucking money that I'm killing myself making. Like, yeah, I am 100% for more longer days and more time off.
It would be nice.
Give me that perpetual 4 day weekend.
Oh man, so good. Especially with holidays. All of my ideals aside, because America, that ain't gonna happen. Number two, are you naturally as upbeat in your tell me something good posts? Or do you generally need to seriously hype yourself up for the posts? I hear a lot of giggling and like.
Snorted, dude. I think that should fucking tell you your answer. I'm not naturally this upbeat. I mean, I am a ray of sunshine on the internet, and I am a ray of sunshine in real life, but I'm very cynical, as you well know. I can be very negative. I'm actually very negative a lot of the time. It's something I'm working on. And I do have to put myself up for these Tuesdays. As people notice, sometimes I don't post during the week. I either get caught up in life or I'm just like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. Fuck this. Who even gives a goddamn shit? Nobody even comments. So yeah, it's in the beginning it wasn't too hard. Because I was just like forcing myself to focus on the good. Now I'm a little busier and I'm just like shit. What fucking good, you know? The 7-Eleven ran out of my favorite coffee. Okay.
If
I'm not bitter. That just happened this morning, whatever.
oh. Damn.
Personal attack on my local 7-Eleven.
I was just thinking, I'm like, man, if your day falls apart after that happens, man, like I can see it'd be a hard life to be living.
But I mean, that doesn't happen that often. It's just, sometimes, and I do feel really bad about the Tuesday that I don't post, and I haven't been posting recently, and I will get back into it, I promise, people. Sometimes it just doesn't, I just can't do it. Like, just something in me is like, no, don't. And so I don't. And I'm learning on how to not listen to that little shit-ass voice. So, yeah.
The little devil on your shoulder, as it were.
He's grown fat, so yeah, I gotta get that little fat bitch off my shoulder. But no, I'm actually, I mean, I am, I in real life, I am a little more of a cynical ass motherfucker, but I'll make the time to like, oh, that's a pretty flower. Like, I'm always just pointing the little things out that make me happy, and I just feel like everybody should just know about the little things. You know, I like telling people that, oh, I saw like, oh, I saw that really cute beagle on the way over here. So, yeah. So both yes and no, but mostly no, I'm not this upbeat in real life.
I think that applies to most of us. We're, I can tell you for sure, I'm definitely a lot more grounded offline than I am online. However, in real life, I am the kind of person who generally tends to give people the benefit of the doubt and find silver linings even when it doesn't really seem like there should be one there. Like, or, I've also been the kind of person that, like, I'm talking to somebody and they're talking about a bunch of shit. And instead of just listening and being like, wow, that sucks, like sometimes you need to be, I'm like, yeah, but here's this. And they're like, well, why the fuck do I need to focus on that? You know, realize like, oh, I need to just listen to you right now and just let you vent, you know? I've been in that situation before. So sometimes being super upbeat is not a good thing.
I'm learning the balance between those, so that's, you know, it's not gonna be a forever thing.
Yeah. But generally I'm pretty grounded, and nowadays especially I don't really do that anymore. If people are talking to me, I listen, and I can be the kind of person that'll ask you a lot of questions, but that's just 'cause I want to understand everything that I feel like I need to so I can, be there for you and all that good stuff. And but yes, keeping that balance and but keeping that hype is good. People look forward to your posts on Tuesday. People look forward to a lot of the posts that we get weekly, two tarts and all that stuff. We gotta put some love out into the world, and that way people can siphon off that. And I definitely get a lot of positivity and boost from these posts, so it's good. And so considering that you do hype yourself up, how do you motivate yourself on a Tuesday?
I try to do, oh God, Tuesdays are now like my busy days, which is the fucking worst for me. So now I just try to like just do everything possible to get myself in that like good mindset. I go to sleep early the night before. I make my coffee. I like savor my breakfast and I eat like things that I like, and I try to get everything ready for the day, and it's basically just like ensuring that I have everything, like every little thing checked off, so I don't have a reason to like bitch about the day. But it's mostly, I'm gonna tell you something, it's mostly the coffee and the dog cuddles that get me there. You've seen my dog, you know what a cute motherfucker he is. Are you kidding me? Dude makes my day every day.
No, I can actually say that tea slash coffee and or dog cuddles are generally how I get through any day that is less than favorable. So totally feel you on that one. And being prepared is really good for any day. I can tell you it's really annoying, even when it's little things. Like, if I'm leaving Walmart and I'm like, I can't believe I forgot to get ibuprofen again. I'm such a dummy. Little things like that are frustrating, and missing big things would especially be frustrating. So being prepped is good. And when you mention enjoying your breakfast and stuff like that, just generally being in the moment. I can sometimes scarf up some food, especially if I'm hungry, but I'm generally the kind of person that likes to actually sit and actually eat, like
Yeah.
enjoy my food. So.
Yeah, I realized that was like a huge problem with me. Like, I have an 8 a.m. class, and it's just the fucking worst. Let me fucking tell you. I have to get up at the ass crack of dawn, and I really mean I have to get up at 4:30. And I realized like I don't like getting up. I'm not. Well, I am a morning person, and I'm not. but I'm mostly not a morning person. I realized that if I, like, this is good for me because then I can take the time to, like, savor and, like, take fucking 20 minutes to pick my outfit, even though I already did it the night before. So it's all about just, like, yeah, savoring and being in the moment.
And part of that is good in that it gives you a measure of control over what's going on in the morning or whenever. Like, if you actually consciously are like, I'm going to sit down and enjoy this, having that measure of control feels really good, rather than like, I don't have time to enjoy my breakfast because I got to get off to work.
Yeah, definitely.
Or I don't have enough time to think about what I want to wear or, you know, do these other things because I need to go do things. And so measure of self-control is a huge factor of whether or not people feel generally happy. So that is a good bit of advice. So you're able to hype yourself up and do what you can. So number four, what exactly inspired you to start Tell Me Something Good Tuesdays?
That's another question that I couldn't like find an answer to. I think just one Tuesday, I think it was a really, really good day, and I was like, I wish I could share this good with somebody. I fucking hate Tuesdays. I was like so amazed that it was such a good Tuesday, and the next week I was like, yeah, you should do that. You should totally fucking share your joy. Other people should share their joy, because personally, me, I can get so stuck on this one little negative thing, and it can just like all go downhill from there. And I'm like, well, we can talk about the bad, but let's talk about the good, because it's all the little things add up, and I think we don't pay attention to those as much as we should. So, yeah.
Paying attention to the little things is definitely something I would give as a general bit of advice. Like, being that I'm like 26 now and kind of actualized as a person and all this other stuff, I noticed it can take a lot of little things to ruin your day, and literally only take one small little sweet thing to happen to you to make your whole day super great. And if you focus on those little things, then it will beat back the other little things that are trying to gnaw at your enjoyment of the day. Like seeing a cute dog on the side of the street, or, you know, oh, I went to my cafe and I got some free coffee, or, oh, shush, buggo. Or, you know, if you have doggos and they do cute little things, like, you know, when they mean mug and show their teethers, or...
Oh, I love teeth. Oh, God. No, but I totally agree with you. 1,000%.
So, when you think about it that way, it's a little easier to get back into a good day than sometimes you might believe. But I don't know. I mean, it will help you if your house burns down, but you know,
yeah,
or no, you know, there's, you never know, man. You never know. Biblical flood. You never know, man. Dog not going to help biblical flood much, but your general Tuesday, you know, it just might. So, speaking of experiences, we're at number five now. What's the best experience and or story you've had on a Tell Me Something Good Tuesday post? I mean, it doesn't have to be anything wacky. Just like maybe it's a comment that stuck out to you, or maybe there's a user that very often came on that you got a lot of good banter out of. Or
now you're making me a little sad. I'm not going to talk about a specific experience. I think best experience at it, but a lot of things have stuck out to me, and so the people that are like, oh, she doesn't, like, she hasn't replied to me, she didn't read this. I read everything. I'm just horrible at fucking replying, and I love all the good that everybody shares, and even the bad, because, you know, sometimes you need to vent. I think the best experience I've gotten out of these threads are the friendships that I've made, because people that just keep commenting, and then they end up messaging me, and I'm like, oh, what up? We actually haven't done a comment, and, you know, we still talk, and so I think that's the best experience that I've gotten out of these.
That's actually a pretty, like, that's a solid, that's probably the same thing I would say, considering, like, my friendships are the best things that I've got out of GWA, and if I didn't have any friendships on here, like, I wouldn't stay around. I mean, like, I'm cool with modding the community, because, you know, this community's done a lot for me, But like, if all of my friends just up and left, I'd be like, peace. Like, I don't have any.
No, definitely. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah, if all my friends just up and left, I wouldn't stay. I would leave and I would never come back. Like, that would just. That's the things that keep me around. That's the things that matter. Those little. And I'm not even saying that's around the people that I talk to frequently, because, I know people on GWA that I've probably spoken to like almost every day since we started talking without much skippage. And, but there's people that I just talk to in comments that I, enjoy. All the conversations I have on Two Tarts, and every other post that I get on Backstage. I know I don't probably comment as much as I could, but yeah, it's an appreciative thing. That's a good thing. That's a good answer. You are a good person, Growly. Don't say anything about it being untrue.
Okay. I didn't say it was untrue. I just said it was untrue.
Oh,
Emotions made me uncomfortable.
no.
Next question before I start feeling more.
Yeah, no, we're actually like nearing a full hour. This is good.
Jesus.
This is
God,
very
I talk a
good.
lot.
Well, no, it's, I mean, no, it's, that's actually an anomaly. Things I do like this usually last like 2 hours, like, so that's actually a record for me. An hour is a very consumable amount of time for one of these things, so it's good.
We're gonna make somebody's morning commute very nice and,
Yeah.
relaxing. I think this is a very good thing to listen
Exactly.
to.
This is a very consumable bit of time for people to listen to on the way home from work or to work or maybe while you're cooking or whatever you guys are doing while you listen to this. I don't know. Just don't fap
You're
while listening to
tired.
this. That's weird.
Oh God.
That'd be
I mean, if
weird.
you do, that's fine. You, but like, don't tell
No.
us about it.
No,
I mean, it's
that's
not the
not the express purpose of this audio.
Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do
You're gonna miss all the good stuff if you're focusing on what you're doing. But yeah, so in the hopes of getting close to a full pretty exact hour, we are on the final question, everybody. Number six. Have you ever had any other ideas for weekly posts? Is there a sort of weekly post you might like to see?
I think somebody did do on Music Mondays, and I really like that because I love music. And then they stopped doing it,
I think they
so
called
that's
it
something.
Mixtape Mondays, I believe.
That's even worse because that's a better name. Oh my God. God, that's such a fucking good name. Fuck
I
whoever did
mean.
that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love whoever did that. Thank you. I'm just kidding. I'm totally not jealous. Yeah, so something to do with music, maybe. I don't know. Something to do with the weekends too, because I know they can be like. I think there's like a lot of pressure to enjoy your weekend, and it's like, hey, even if you didn't do anything all weekend, that's fine. You fucking enjoyed it. Like, I don't know. I can't think of like a good name for any of these things.
I
I think
think.
everyone's pretty much like got it covered with weekly stuff. I saw somebody's doing like Mystery Mondays, and I thought that was really cool. I really like Two Tarts. I really liked, the bar that Rabbit was doing for a full minute and then and shut down. So I think weekly, I'm pretty satisfied with everything I see. If anyone ever wants to do something for Thursday, I also hate Thursdays. No, I'm just kidding. Thursdays are like one of my favorite days. I don't know. Just to see anything else that's like a weekly occurrence would be wonderful to see because I just love seeing what everybody comes up with.
I think your idea on the weekend thing is generally what the Free Talk Friday post is supposed to go into. I don't usually see as many comments on that one, and it might just be that people are, like actually going off and doing stuff on the weekend, maybe. But I think Free Talk Fridays, you're usually like, what's going on the weekend and stuff like that. And the Two Tarts does a little bit of music stuff.
I don't. I don't.
Nothing in detail, though. It's, you know, just to put some seeds out there. Like, here's some music you might not have heard. Just two tracks. And now that I've taken over for the music side of Two Tarts, I like to kind of talk about why I would have picked the tracks that I did, some stuff that's similar. And of course, you know, I'm not going to saturate every single Wednesday with metal. So don't worry about that, guys. It's.
I was about
I
to say,
listen
I was
to.
like, I'm like, I already know what your playlist looks like, dude. You're gonna sneak it in anyway.
No. There'll be days. There'll be some Wednesdays, but I do listen to some stuff that's not metal. And I'll try to keep it as diverse as I can. You know, Maple did a lot of. He did a lot of, like, more calm and folky kind of sounding stuff. So I don't want to deviate too far from what you guys were used to, because I know a lot of people probably enjoyed that music. I know I did, so. Yeah, the Mixtape Monday was pretty cool. We probably wouldn't be remiss to have a thing that was more focused on music. Maybe, like, I don't know, a discussion thing for, like, albums and or musicians or something like that.
It's not something that I've like thought like super deeply about, but I was just like, oh, Monday, music Mondays. But definitely, I think once I get more free time and I can finally just fucking sit down and actually type all this shit out, I think that might be something that I might be doing. Might, I don't want to make any promises. I don't want to disappoint anybody. So, yeah.
Well, that's still some good seeds for stuff. And for everybody listening, if you have a weekly post that you want to do, just communicate with some individuals. If you want to try to do it on a particular date, we don't want to see anybody stepping on each other's toes. We want to have everybody do their things throughout the week and have their own day and all that good stuff. So, you don't need to message the mods. This is all you guys. We'd be happy to see it. Most definitely. Team up together. Come up with some ideas. PM Growly. Don't send her dick pics. Unsolicited. She doesn't
If you
like
send me
that.
dick pics, oh no, hold on. If you send me dick pics, this is something I need to. If you send me dick pics, you send me any of that fucking bullshit, I will put you on blast. Don't do it. It's not cool. I am not your you can jerk off to me. I don't give a shit. But don't do that, man. Don't be disrespectful. Come on, man. I'm sorry. It's just it happens too much. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, on that note, it was good having you on here, Growly. I'm glad that the votes reflected you here. I'm hoping that everybody listening will message us to give your votes for who you want to see next. And you don't have to only vote for one person. You can vote for generally as many people as you want. Just give us some explanations on who you want to see, and you know, maybe they'll be longer or shorter or whatever. We'll make it work. So again, thanks for being on here, Growly, and hope to see you on next Tuesday or whenever you do your post again.
Well, thank you for having me. This was very enjoyable. You were a very good interviewer, and I think I was a very good answerer.
Answer interviewee? I
Interviewee.
don't
Whatever, man. God, you couldn't let me have it?
know. But yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys, and have a wonderful weekend or day or whatever.